Sechtes Mekvoyes, Perikei, Mishneh Dalet. The Pasuk says in Parshas Bereishis, Ula Mikveh Hamayim Kor Yamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called the gatherings of water the oceans. And from here, Chazal understood that not just it wasn't just a name calling, but rather there's certain properties of mikveh that the yam possesses, as we will learn in the upcoming Mishnais. So the Mishnah says, Kol hayamim, all the oceans, whether the Mediterranean, Pacific, Atlantic, all of them are kemikveh, that they have the halach of a mikveh, which is a gathering of rainwater. It's equivalent to a gathering of rainwater. It is not metaya bezoichlin. It won't be metaya while if it runs off from the ocean, and it doesn't have halach of mayim chayim. And obviously it has memso, so there's no question about that. Shenema, because the pasuk says ulamikveh hamayim, and to the gatherings of water kor yamim. Shem called oceans, so we see the word mikveh is associated with the yamim. Divrei Remeya, this is the opinion of Remeya. Rabbi Yehuda says, Hayama Godol, the big ocean, which could be referring to the Atlantic, kemikveh, it has halacha like a mikveh, because ulamikveh hamayim kor yamim, all the oceans, all the bodies of water empty out into it. And therefore, only the Yam HaGadol has the property of a mikveh. But all the other bodies of water can be considered like a mayan, like any other mayan in the world, any other body, natural formed body of water. And why do we insist that only the Yam HaGadol has a din of a mikveh? Lo'inama yamim, because it doesn't say the word yamim, ela sheyesh bo mine yamim harbe, since it's the Torah refers to it in the plural. So we see that it's only talking about such an ocean that contains within it all the other waters, because they all lead into it. Rabbi Yossi says, kol hayamim, all the oceans, mitayim bezoichon. They're mitayim while they're running, because they have a loch of a mayim. So what did the Torah try to tell us when they call the mikveh ha-mayim yamim? Upsulim lezovim l'metzoyre l'kadosh v'mechatos. That only in reference to the halacha of zovim metzoyre and mechatos, the water which is used for the parah aduma, which over there there's a necessity to use fresh water of a mayim. So for that, the Torah is coming to disqualify the yam and say that the yam does not have halacha of mayim chayim. But for all the other halachas of a mayim, that is kosher with less than 40 saw, it's kosher bezoichlin, the yam has the halacha of a mayim. Mesechtes Mikvois, Perikei Mishnehei. And we have rivers that are flowing, so the Mishnah says, Hazoichlin kemayim. Rivers which flow naturally have halacha of a mayim, and the metai of a kol shehu, and their kosher from zavim, metzeres, mechatos, etc. Now what happens, v'hanoitfim, if rainwater which drips onto the ground and collects, kemikveh, so then it has halacha of a mikveh, and it is only kosher with memsa. So the Mishnah is making a distinction between a natural form body of water, and water which pooled as a result of rainfall. Says the Mishnah, Hey, Reb Tzadik, al hazoichlin shirabo al hanoitfin. If we have a combination of rainwater that mixed into a natural formation of water in the ground, so, and the majority is the water which was groundwater, which would have a halacha of mayin, so it retains the halacha of mayin, shehem kesherim. So they're still kosher, and they still have halacha of zoichlin that they're metayer even while they're running. What about v'noitzvin she'osim zoichlin? If you have a mikveh of rainwater, and now it develops a crack in one of the walls, and the water's running out. So the shaila is, how can you block the running off of the water in order to retain the status of the mikveh that it should be metayer
Be'eshbarim. So the Mishnah says that if Tzadik said, Soymich afila makel, you could take a stick, afila kona, or a reed, afila zov v'zova, and even a zov and a zova can put their finger in the wall, which even though the zov v'zova are tameim, they can stop the flow of the water, and therefore create that the mikveh is considered a shbarim. And then the tameh could be yoriv v'tovel, he could tovel in the mikveh. Divi Rabbi Yehuda, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, he's not concerned by using a dovet tameh to prevent the water from running out of the mikveh. The Mefarshim already is, so we have halacha that a mikveh is not allowed to be made, like the dovet mekabel tameh. Over here we seem to keep a mikveh kosher only by using something which is mekabel tameh. So Mefarshim answered, there's a distinction between creating a mikveh in the first place, or just retaining the status. When you create a mikveh, you want the water to flow into the mikveh initially, so over there you cannot do it through something which is mekabel tameh. Whereas our Mishnah, we're just preventing the water from flowing out, so over there if Yehuda is lenient, then he holds you can use even item which is mekabel tameh. The Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yossi says, he disagrees on Rabbi Yehuda, and he's of the opinion that kol davashu mekabel tameh, anything which is mekabel tameh, a maschilim, but you're not allowed to hold back a leak with this thing because it would have the same problem of havaya, ayidei dover, ha mekabel tameh.